On Thursday nights in Brussels, lobbyists and lawmakers converge on Place du Luxembourg, the square outside the European Parliament, to schmooze and booze. A decade ago, this was a sleepy square with only one bar. Now, with more and more lobbyists setting up shop in the area, it's exploded, and the revelers have taken to calling their Thursday night ritual Plux, a condensed form of Place du Luxembourg. It's now a staple of Brussels life. Brussels now has more lobbyists than any national European capital, battling over EU legislation. As the number of lobbyists has grown, so too has concern over their influence. As the new president of the European Commission, the EU's executive branch, Jean-Claude Juncker has introduced a new policy that requires senior-level officials in the Commission to disclose their meetings.
When the new European Commission came into office last November, transparency was one of the core priorities. So this data has been available for the last 6 months, and we thought now is a good time to have a first look at who have the commissioners been meeting.
That's Daniel Freund, policy director with the NGO Transparency International. It's just unveiled a new tool called EU Integrity Watch, which uses the Commission's data to track who is meeting whom. You can filter it by particular lawmakers, by industry, or by nationality. The tool shows that 75% of meetings over the past 6 months have been with corporate lobbyists, compared to 18% with NGOs. Google and General Electric had the most meetings for any individual company. According to the lobbyist register, they each spend about 3.5 million euros per year on lobbying in Brussels. This money is spent on things like paying staff, renting office space, and hosting events. Business Europe, Brussels' largest industry association, has had the most meetings with EU officials. Marcus Beirer, the group's secretary general, says these meetings are essential to make sure lawmakers know the potential impact of EU legislation on businesses.
So at the end of the day, of course, it would be surprising if we didn't have a high number of high-level contact with the European Commission and other institutions. So in a way, I would say we are doing our job, and I think we're doing it well. You have to see that in most of the European regulations, it is basically about the internal market, meaning it is things which are influencing business, and therefore you can, of course, not regulate this without also getting the know-how.
Journalists are already making use of the new transparency regime to see who is lobbying on which pieces of legislation. In May, the website Politico launched a weekly newsletter called Brussels Influence, a roundup of lobbyist activity. James Panici, who writes for the newsletter, says the EU is actually much more transparent than other regimes.
Look, it's not bad, all things considered. I come from a long way away from Australia, where there is no transparency regime in place, and so I'm used to a greater level of secrecy than I found here.
But not everyone is embracing the new spirit of transparency in Brussels. Although the European Commission and European Parliament have both signed up to the new transparency requirements, the Council of Ministers, often considered as the most powerful of the EU's three branches, has refused.
We have no idea to what extent lobbyists are in contact with the Council of Ministers, and that is part of the problem, that we just don't know what's going on.
The Council is made up of representatives of the 28 national EU governments. Studies have shown that national European governments behave more secretively in Brussels than they do at home. Daniel Freund again.
We published a detailed report in April where we looked at the three main EU institutions, but we also compared it with 19 of the EU member states. The Council was in the bottom three.
Freund says the Council needs to accept that it is a legislature whose members are not only accountable to their own national citizens. The Integrity Watch tool, he adds, can't work if one-third of the EU legislative process is shrouded in secrecy.
The EU needs to be at the forefront of transparency, particularly because Brussels may sometimes seem a bit further removed than national capitals. Well, the new Commission, at least, seems to have understood that.
Freund hopes that this new transparency tool will up the pressure on national governments to be more open about their meetings on EU legislation. Dave Keating, DW, Brussels.